We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Chip Kelly, our exclusive one-on-one presented by Gatorade. The Eagles and the Bears on Sunday night. Big one for the Eagles and Coach. What have you seen from the team bouncing back from Sunday's loss to Minnesota?
We had them in yesterday for meetings and practice, and it was a normal Tuesday like we've had every year, every week. I mean, they're just back to work, get ready for Chicago Bears, and let's go.
Any sort of message that you give to a team in times like this?
No, I mean we've been through this before, and we've lost games before, and it's always about the next opponent, always about the next game.
There's a wide receiver by the name of DeSean Jackson who's having a fantastic season. Can you talk about how he's fit into this scheme? You've used him in a variety of ways, and the production that he's had.
Yeah, he's had DeSean's had an outstanding year. He's a versatile performer. He can run obviously, and can separate from people, and a lot of teams have tried different coverages against us, and we believe it's our responsibility as a staff to be able to put him in situations where, you can't take him out of the game because he is such a valuable weapon for us. But he's been extremely productive, very smart player, very intelligent, understands, some guys you can move around, other guys you can't move around. They need to see the same thing over and over and over again, or they get out of their comfort zone. DeSean has that ability to play a lot of different positions. He plays in the slot. He plays out wide. We use him in the backfield, and he's been a big reason why we've been productive on the offensive side of the ball.
And he loves the game of football, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I think that's one thing. We got a bunch of guys here that love playing football, and it's fun to be around people like that.
Nick Foles, since he's been a starter, can you talk about kind of some of the development you've seen from him, some areas that you've seen where he's really taken steps forward?
I just think his total understanding of what we're doing, the more familiarity he has with it, he's still very, very, very young at the position. He's only in his second year. And really, as a starter for us, he's still in his infancy. But you see him improve each week on the subtle things. And there's so much into playing the quarterback position. But I think, the one thing about Nick is you see, an improvement in certain areas on a weekly basis. And that's really encouraging.
How is he from a mental standpoint? I mean, he seems really an unflappable kind of young man.
Yeah, he's very sharp mentally. He's got a really good grasp of what we're doing. I think anybody, can get off kilter a little bit. For such a young guy with the lack of experience that he has, he's a very, very mature.
On this defensive side of the ball, Chip Kelly, Michael Kendricks has really come along as a somebody who's around the football, takes it away. Talk about his development and what you've seen this year.
Yeah, Mike had a big pick for us on Sunday, and at a critical point in time during the game and really gave us a little bit of spark at that point in time. But he's a lot like Nick and getting more comfortable and understanding his role, what we're asking him to do at linebacker. It's different than what they were asked to do in the scheme they ran last year. So, he's another guy on a weekly basis. You continue to see improvement. And it's really encouraging because he's such a great athlete. When he gets to the point where he's got it finally figured out, I think he's going to be a hell of a football player.
Chip, the Bears are 8-6. They come to town pretty hot here, winning the last couple of games. What have you seen as you study them this week?
Very explosive on the offensive side of the ball. They've got two outstanding receivers in Jeffries and Marshall. Maybe the most complete running back, in Forte in terms of pass protection, pass receiving, and running at the, can really do it all at the running back position. Cutler's back at quarterback, one of the strongest arms in the league. Extremely accurate, can really fit the ball into small windows. And they do a lot of different things offensively. Mark Trestman does a really good job in terms of putting them in positions to make plays. And I think it's going to be a real big challenge for our defense. And we're looking forward to a heck of a game on Sunday.
Is Forte similar in the way they use him to the way you use LeSean?
No, not at all.
How do they use?
They're totally different players. Forte's a lot bigger physically, a lot more of a banger. They do a lot of different things with him in protection. They'll leave him on a defensive lineman. They're just a huge size difference. They're totally different running backs.
Okay. But he's got that versatility that really not a lot of running backs have.
No, he's an every down physical football player.
Marshall and Jeffrey, big cornerbacks. You've got the big cornerbacks to match up. How do you see that working out?
It's a huge challenge because I think whether it's Cutler or McNown, they're going to throw the football up, and just because they're one-on-one doesn't mean that they're covered. I think you have two extremely large receivers, it's sometimes people come in with a Detroit where there's one outstanding guy. I think You know, there's legitimately two, and as Jeffrey keeps getting better and better, I think maybe early people were trying to say, hey, let's take away Marshall, but they really learned that the other guy's outstanding, and they can go get the football. So there's a lot of times when, you know, you'll see coverage, and sometimes they're doubled, and they still throw it up to them, and they still come down with it. So it's a huge challenge. We got to do a great job with our eyes. We got to do a great job of being physical with those guys, and we really got to do a great job competing when the ball's in the air.
Jay Cutler is one of those guys who stands in the pocket and just gunslings it, doesn't he? He doesn't back down from anything.
No, and I think he's got just so much confidence in his arm talent, and he may have, if he doesn't have the strongest arm in the league, he's certainly in the top one, two, or three in that. And, you know, because of that, he has a lot of confidence in what he can do, and he's going to stand back there, and he's going to let it rip. And because he has receivers, and you throw Bennett, the tight end, in there, another big target that I think because he has those receivers, I think he's got a lot of confidence in terms of throwing the ball, maybe where other guys in the league wouldn't throw the ball because his guys are going to come down with it.
Chip, they've always had a defense, and this year they've got five takeaways that they've returned for touchdowns. What is it about their defense that lends to that kind of takeaway and go down the field and score?
A lot of times it's personnel, you know, and they've got some really, really talented personnel. You know, obviously one of the best in the business is Tillman, and he's out. But, you know, I think maybe he's taught some of his tricks of his trade to the other younger guys in the secondary. You know, they got some young linebackers. Briggs may be back this week, so he's as good as there is at the linebacker spot. But there are other young linebackers who are running around making plays. And when you have Julius Peppers and those guys up front, you know, McClellan, Wooten, they got some guys. They got Ratliff now. He used to play for the Cowboys. So there's talent at each level, and I think they've always kind of taught that ball-hawking type defense, and they're doing it again this year.
What is Mark Trestman, what kind of characteristics does he have as some of his designs, his coach, some of his tendencies, perhaps?
He's done an outstanding job taking over a very talented team. You know, he was a very, very successful coach. He's been in this league for a while, and then had a great run up in Montreal in the CFL, and now he's back, and he's doing a lot of things on the offensive side of the ball. You just can't take away one aspect and say, hey, if we stop, you know, in some teams, if we stop the run, we're going to be okay this week, because they're extremely balanced, and he's really smart. He's very analytical, and I think he's going to try to pick and prod and figure out, you know, where the matchup for them is favorable and then exploit it.
Coach, thanks very much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.